Okay. Everybody knows that this parasha, the parasha of Chayisara, is the parasha of the greatest shidduch of all times. Everything worked out wonderfully, even though the challenge was tremendous. Eliezer was sent to a foreign land for him, the foreign people, not all of whom were responsible and respectable, and it all worked out great. I don't know if that's the way it always is with shidduchim, but that's how it was with this shidduch. In the shidduch, in the story of the shidduch, there's a problem. A problem that that was mentioned by Chazal in a Gemara, and a problem that was dealt with by the Rishonim in different ways. Let's look at the Psukim. Perek Chav Dalet Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayomer Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham, Hakreina Lefanai Hayom, Vasei Chesed Im Adoni Avraham. Somehow Eliezer is thinking that there has to be some extra bakasha, some extra prayer that would enable the proper result to be reached. Hine anochi, he says, nitzav al ein hamayim, uvanot anshei ha'ir yotzot lish'ol hamayim. He says, I'm standing here. Nitzav means to stand with your feet planted in the ground. Like you're not just standing around, but he's standing for a particular purpose. Right? That's nitzav. Hine anochi nitzav. Al ein hamayim, uvanot anshei ha'ir, and I guess that was the division of labor. The men stayed home and watched television, and the women took the sheep out to make sure that they would have enough water to drink. So they benot anshei ha'ir yotzot lishov mayim. So lishov mayim, that's labor, that's hard, to draw water. So the girls were going out to draw water. Raya nara, asher omar eleha hatina chadech veshte, v'amra shitei v'gam gemalecha ashke. So there's going to be a girl there. So I'm going to go over and say to her, how about some water? Because he didn't have any way of getting the water out of the well. So this girl, I will say to her, tilt this vessel that you have, v'ashteh, v'amra shtei. And she's going to say, okay, have a drink. It's not Diet Coke, but it will quench your thirst. That's what she said. V'gam gimalecha ashkeh. And then she really gets into it. And she says, I'll also draw water for the camels to drink. So from now we have proof that this girl is the girl for Yitzchak. And that way I will know that you have done chesed. You, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have done this chesed, this kindness, Im Adoni, with Avraham Avinu. Rashi says, Otaho chachta, ruyahilo, shetiye gomelet chasadim. She is worthy to be his wife, to be Yitzchak's wife, because she has proven herself to be gomelet chasadim, the woman of chesed, the woman who repays with chesed. Uchedai likanes beveito shel Avraham. And she's worthy of entering the house of Avraham. V'lashon ochachta berarta. It says what this word means, otah ochachta, you've clarified. Berarta means something like borer on Shabbat. You take something, a little thing out of a big thing. So there are all these girls in the world, and we found the one girl. So of course Rashi is trying to lead us through the story in such a way that we won't find it too disagreeable. It's not clear why Abraham did it in this way. Because where did he send Eliezer? He sent Eliezer back to his family. Now his family that lived in Ur Kasdim, they were not particularly righteous. It's hard to say that there was some sign that the family that Abraham Avinu came from could produce a daughter that was worthy of Yitzchak. And if you're going to put it to the test, this Gemilat Chesed, why couldn't he find a girl like that in Canaan? Wouldn't that be easier? Even if you say that the women of Canaan were generally unacceptable. But there could always be an exception. Just like Rivka must have been an exceptional person. She was not regular. So what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say? Ru'uyahi lo shetei gomelet chasadim. That you can be an exception. You can be gomelet chasadim even though you're living amongst idolaters. Ulchedai likanes beveito shel Avraham. So here, everybody knows that Avraham Avinu was chesed. That of the sirot, as you say, you think of the avot, like what did Avraham Avinu represent? What was he more than anybody else in the world? He was chesed. But we have to try to understand what that means. Midot, those qualities that we attribute to special people, right, like chesed. A person is a person of chesed. That chesed has to come from someplace. And that chesed was not part of the creation of the world. Which midah, according to Rashi, was part of the creation of the world? Anava, humility. But not chesed. Chesed was not part of the creation of the world because the creation of the world was done in such a way that everybody could be supported in the world. You didn't need chesed. You didn't have to get stuck in the world that was created because everybody had what they needed. They were in the Garden of Eden. You put your hand up. You pulled out an apple. Or you pulled out a loaf of bread. Or you pulled out any other kind of food because that's what Chazal thought. That's what Chazal thought of Gan Eden. They said, you know what Gan Eden was? There was a tree. And that tree had every kind of sustenance imaginable. So if you had every kind of sustenance imaginable, certainly you didn't need chesed. But Avraham Avinu was born into a different world. He was born into a world where people were idolaters and they were not able to act properly. So Avraham Avinu changed the way people acted in the world. By creating a world of chesed. And that's what the Chazal say about the Pasuk, Vayita Eshel Biver Shava, that Avraham Avinu created the tree Eshel. What's Eshel? Chazal say, Achila Shtiya Lina. What's Achila Shtiya Lina? Chesed. The travelers were offered respite by Avraham Avinu. And so Avraham Avinu recreated the world as a world of chesed. Avraham Avinu was not just a person who did things, you know, they say, in a chesedic manner. But Avraham Avinu invented chesed. And having invented chesed, there was no way that the progeny or the descendants of Avraham Avinu could live without chesed. It's not just that there is such a thing, but it becomes obligatory. There's no way to live without the chesed. So it says in the Rashi says, Ru'uyahi lo shetei gomelet chesedim, the most important thing that they were looking for in a girl who would marry Yitzchak was that she was able on her own to be responsive to this notion of chesed. So even though Avraham Avinu invented chesed, And he was looking for a wife for his son who also knew this quality of chesed. Nevertheless, this girl was found in a place where a human activity was limited, where they were idolaters. I mean, they were idolaters in the house of Lavan. So that Rashi says, yes, idolaters, perhaps, but chesed she had. And then Rashi says, "V'lashon hochachta beirarta." What does beirarta mean? Beirarta means to clarify something. But really, what it means here is that it was clarified that there is such a woman in the world. That was, and therefore, Eliezer had to go to the only place where such a woman existed. And therefore, if Avraham Avinu sent Eliezer to Ur Kasdim, Avraham Avinu must have known. He must have known that such a woman existed. And that Eliezer would find her without a doubt. Tiasita chesed, Rashi says, im tiyemi mimishpachato vogenet lo, eida tiasita chesed. In other words, Eliezer was left with the obligation of the final choice of picking the girl, even though Avraham Avinu sent him back to Ur Kasdim, because Avraham Avinu knew that that girl was there. So that in the world of Avraham Avinu, idolatry was curable. Avraham Avinu cured himself of idolatry. They cured his family of idolatry, even perhaps Lot. You know, Lot was not a great guy. He was cured of idolatry. And what they were looking for was someone who would fit into the new world that Avraham Avinu had created. And that world was a world of chesed. That world is the world of chesed. If you look at Pasuk Tejvav,
Asima nezim alapa vatsmidim al yadeha.
So the emphasis here, I think, is clearly on the chesed. And it doesn't matter to Eliezer that she comes from the house of Betuel. And it doesn't matter to us that we know that Betuel was an idolater. Because it seems to us, the way the story is written, that idolatry is something that can be cured. And chesed is something that has to be discovered in the person. And just as Avraham Avinu invented chesed for the world, so too was Rivka chosen because she had tendencies of that kind. Okay, let's do another pasuk. That's the story. That's the story. Eva told out Noach. Noach is sadik tamim haya b'dorotav. Et ha'elokim hithalech Noach. Rashi says, you see the second interpretation of Rashi. Eli told out Noach, Noach is sadik, ho ilvis kiro, siper b'shvacho. Since Noach was mentioned, so the Torah says something about him, something nice about him. Shneemar, Zecher tzadik livracha means that you have to make it into a bracha. When you mention a tzadik, you have to say a bracha. Davar acher lalamedcha, Sheikah toldotehem shel tzadikim ma'asim tovim. That what makes you a tzadik, or why does the Torah call somebody a tzadik? Because Maaseihem are Ikar Toldotehem, what generates the future for them are Maasim Tovim. That's what Rashi said.
Bedorotav, yesh mi rabotenu doshim et olishvach, kol shiken shilo yabdo tzadikim haya tzadik yoter, v'yesh doshim et olignai, v'fi doro haya tzadik, v'le bedoro shel Avraham lo yeh nechshav liku. So we all know that. That even though the pasuk says tzadik, Rashi says, we don't know what that means. Whether that means a big tzaddik or a little tzaddik, right? It's like you call your grandfather a big tzaddik, and you call your grandson a little tzaddik. Right? So that's how it was with Noah. It wasn't certain whether he was the big tzaddik or the little tzaddik. Et ha'alakim et ha'alakim. No, so the last part of Rashi. Avraham omer, et ha'alakim lefanai. Go before me. אשר התהלכת לפניו, נוח היה צריך סעד לתומכו, אבל אברהם היה מתחזק ומהלך בצדקו ואליו. Some of it's a difference between Noah and Abraham. Noah needs support, but Abraham doesn't need support. Okay. התהלך, לשון עבר, את האלוקים התהלך נוח, והוא שימושו של למד בלשון כבד. למד is פועל, right? פועל, פי, עין, למד. The third letter is a למד בלשון כבד in the... Like it הלך is like פיאל. Like, I don't want to do the grammar. It's too much trouble. משמשת להבא בלשעבה בלשון אחד. It means... Past and future means the past and the future. Kum italech laba, italech noach lishavar, italel ba'ada vadecha laba, ubat palel el habayit azel lishon avar, ela shavav shebirosho vcha laba. So this is all about medieval grammar. Now the word that I'm really interested in this pasuk is the word that Rashi doesn't relate to, and that's the word tamim. I mean, when the Torah says that Noach was a tzaddik, okay, we don't know what tzaddik means. Tzaddik means big or little. What is tamim? What does the word tamim mean? So in order to understand the word tamim, we have to look elsewhere. Bereishit Perek Yud Zayin, these are psukim that come before the psukim that we're learning today. Vayi Avram ben tishim shana b'teisha shanim, vayira Hashem el Avram, ויאמר אליו אני כן שדי התהלך לפני ויהיה תמים. אז הוא תלס אברהם אבינו that he should be like Noach. How is Noach? Noach was התהלך Noach, and he was תמים. So what does this pasuk say? Hashem says to אברהם אבינו התהלך לפני. Look at the Rashi. Titagumo plach kadamai. Plach means to serve before me. Had beit bavodati. Rashi translates the unkelos, right? Plach bava kadamai. Veyetamim. Avzet zivui achad zivui. The first zivui is italech lefanai, and the second is veyetamim. After tzivuy achad tzivuy, yesh shalem b'kol nisyonotai. So Rashi says that the word tamim means shalem, unblemished. Hayei tamim, unblemished about what? B'kol nisyonotai. All the tests that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts you to, Avraham Avinu, hayei tamim, ulefi medrasho. Go before me with the mitzvah of circumcision. And when you circumcise yourself, then you will be complete. As long as that you have this foreskin, then you are considered to be incomplete. דבר אחר, יתמים, עכשיו אתה חסר חמישה איברים, שתי עיניים, שתי אוזניים, וראש הגבייה שאוסיף לך עוד על שמך, ויהיה מניין אותיותיך 248 כמניין איבריך.
So this is another way of explaining to Avraham Avinu that the milah, that the circumcision will make him complete. So again, what does the word tamim mean? Italech lefanai v'yetamim. And yetamim means you're going to be better than you were at creation, when you were created. Because when you were created, you aren't tamim. What were you? You had extra stuff. You had things you didn't need. Now, after the milah, after the circumcision, you will become tamim. Tamim tiyah, pasuk yuper gitchet, pasuk yud gibel, tamim tiyah, v'ashev elokecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, not only physically tamim, that's the previous pasuk, but now spiritually tamim. What does that mean? Hitalech imo b'tmimut utetzapelo. What does tamim mean? What does spiritual tamimut means? So we saw. Listen again. According to Rashi, there's no way to explain the word tamim as it applies to Noach. Because Noach wasn't tamim. At least the way we understand tamim. Noach was not tamim. Because what does tamim mean? Tamim means italech lefanai v'yet tamim. A person has to be physically whole. He has to be as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted him to be created. Why was man not created that way? I don't know. I guess you could say because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to be participants in the creation. And this would be physical participation. We would change the physical in man, and therefore make man the way God wanted him to be made, so to speak. Physical tmilut, the last pasuk, tamim tiyem Hashem Elokecha, that's spiritual tmilut. What is spiritual tmilut? What does it mean? So Rashi says, italech imo b'tmilut, it's a fellow, v'lo tachkor achar ha'atidot. So when it comes to the future, don't be involved. God is in charge of the future. Kitzapelo, velo tachkor achar atidot, which means don't try to figure out what is going to be. Right? This the Torah says it several times. That means you don't go to rabbis, and you don't tell them what your name is, and you don't check the mezuzahs, and you don't look at the bottom of your feet. Oh, that's somebody else. Who does that to you? Those people. What do they call that? It doesn't matter. I forget. What? What are these doctors? What? Reflexologist. So it's like going to, there's a difference in reflexology. You can usually find one close at hand. But the rabbis who want to know your name, they're usually 4 hours away. I said, that's like a siman. The Torah says, nobody cares today. Nobody in any Jewish community, not Haredi, not Dati Lumi, and not religious. Right? There were recently pictures in the newspapers of Nochi Denkner, who I don't know, unfortunately, but he has a lot of money, sitting next to a holy rabbi without whom he doesn't budge.
The X-ray rabbi.
Huh?
The X-ray rabbi.
Okay. Röntgen. Yeah. Which is the old word for Röntgen. For the only place they use that word today is with him. otherwise, the X-rays are gone. The Röntgen is certainly gone. So the Röntgen has not been able to convince that guy that he should be shown the Shabbos. But he is able to convince him that he should come back again. Which is remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. So, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha is that tzivui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Avraham Avinu, which meant, look, you don't fool around with the future. Don't imagine
that you can do something, tweak something, and then the future will be better for you than God wanted it to be originally. Don't think that if God has decided that you should make only millions next year, that if you drink the water, you'll make billions next year. That's not the way it works. But the cheshbon that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that the word tamim, the word tamim reflects the two great crucial ideas that took us out of the world of idolatry. And those two great ideas are that tamim means perfect. You can achieve perfection, physical perfection, directed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the second thing is that you could achieve spiritual perfection if you avoid this tremendous pitfall. Because this pitfall is what makes idolatry. That's what idolatry is. Idolatry is, I'm going to make, or force, or somehow convince heaven they should act in my favor. That's what idolatry is. That was the point. The point of idolatry is not making statues or having rituals of strange kind. The point of idolatry was that the world can come somehow be under my dominion. And that if I want to, I can direct heaven to treat me in a certain way. So Noah, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Noah was tzaddik tamim, Rashi avoids interpreting that word tamim. Because for Rashi, as Rashi says in the continuation, that was not Noah. We don't know what Noah was exactly. But we know that at least according to Rashi, he was not on that level. He wasn't tamim. He was neither tamim begufo, in his physical presence, nor was he tamim in his spiritual, presence. So this is all what Avraham Avinu learned from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On the one hand, it seems that Avraham Avinu had the capacity to teach himself something. What did Avraham Avinu teach himself? Chesed. That was Avraham Avinu's invention. Right? Because there's no place in the Torah where HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, be filled with chesed. Or chesed is what makes the world go. Chesed was Avraham Avinu's addition to the world. In fact, the Kabbalists would say that Avraham Avinu forced HaKadosh Baruch Hu to treat the world with chesed. Because if the world learned about chesed, so it was inconceivable that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't treat the world in that way. However, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tell Avraham Avinu physical perfection, tamim, and spiritual perfection. That you do what you can do, and you act the way you act, but you cannot force the behavior that you want from heaven. And that's what the pasuk says in Dvarim. Tomim tiyeh im Hashem Elokecha. So the question is, what exactly was Eliezer doing representing Avraham Avinu? You see, Vayaha Na'ara, Asher Omar Elah, we're going back to Pasuk Yudalit. Hatina Kadech Veshteva Rashidei Gamgag Ashkeh Odao Chachbalav Dechavi Yitzchak Obayi Dagesi Dechesed Im Adoni. So what was Eliezer doing when he created this test? It was like he said, you know, Avraham Avinu brought me here and I'm here. But I want a test. I'm not going to just go to the house of Betuel and ask for, like, which girls are there of marriageable age and bring one back for Yitzchak. I want to know exactly what is expected. This line, this pasuk, became the subject of an inquiry. If you look at the second page, the Hamarav. You see the second source on the second page. The Hamarav. There's a statement in the name of Rav called Nachash, Sheino Ke Eliezer Eved Avraham Ki Yonatan Ben Shaul, Eino Nachash. Now this is sort of an incomprehensible statement, as we'll see in a minute. But let's get the words at least. What's Nachash? Nachash is bad. That is a form of idolatry. Right? That somehow there's the word snake in there, which of course is bad. As you know, the symbol of the snake, it's always something that should make us nervous. And there's also Nachash, Linachesh, to guess the future, to find out about the future. So that finding out the future is X'd out by the Torah. And it's X'd out because the Torah says Nachash is forbidden. You're not allowed to do that. What does Rav say about Eliezer? That's what he was doing. He was trying to figure out the future. And that's something that Rav has something to say about. Now, we don't know what Rav said. Because Rav said, Kol Nachash Eino Ke Eliezer Eved Avraham. We'll get to Yonatan Ben Shaul in a minute. Rashi says, Kol Nachash, Sumech Alav Mamash, Ke Eliezer Eved Avraham, She'im Tishkeni Adabeba, Vimav, Lo Adabeba. This girl comes out and she says she's Betuel's daughter, and I say, how about a drink? And she says, forget it, I don't talk to strange men, or something. So then, that Eliezer is going to turn away from me. Well, and so Rashi says, how can he set it up that way? That's mamash, nachash. That's like a way of guessing the future or guessing what God wants. It's like you put God on the spot. You say, well, God, if you want this girl to be the girl that's going to marry Yitzchak, she better give me a drink. And if she doesn't give me a drink, she's not going to marry Yitzchak. Rabbi Eliezer get into discussion, so it sounds negative from Rashi. But we don't know exactly. But now look at the Rambam. See the Rambam? Top of page 2. The Rambam, Hilzor, is a very good Aleph, Aleph, Dalit. Emin Achashim Ka'akum, Shinema Lokin Achashim. You know the Rambam didn't like idolatry. He didn't like it? And he didn't have anything to do with it, which is different than today. Today, nobody likes idolatry, but a lot of people participate nonetheless. Shinema wrote in Achashu. He says, you can't do that. You can't put heaven on the spot. You can't say, hey, if this happens, then I'll do this. And if that happens, I'll do something else. You can't do that. Take sad hu anachash. Kikon eilu shomri. Ho il. Benaflat piti mipi. Or the fama klimi adi. And they'll let me, I'm not going to blow me. Every time somebody say like this, you know, somebody says, if you're eating falafel, right, and then it falls. The falafel falls on the table, falls on the floor. You say, oh, that's it. I'm not going anywhere today. Stay home. Or the other example is, where if you're walking stick, you're taking your walking stick and you're going to walk, right? In those days, everybody had a walking stick. You know, they like you unscrew the top and out comes a sword or something, you know, like in the movies. So he said, the foul makli mi adi, I think you're going to blow me out. I'm not going anywhere. I mean, obviously, if the staff fell, God was giving me a message. I'm not going to ignore that message. Shem elech ein chifzai na'asim, because even if I go, it's not going to work out. I'm not going to be able to trade. I'm not going to be able to make any money. Nothing good is going to happen. What about what's a shu'al? A weasel? A what? A fox. What's the difference between a fox and a weasel? Is there a difference? I mean, I don't know. What? Pop goes the weasel. Anyway, she says, everybody knew that if a weasel went by you on the right, that was it. That was, your day was over. And he would say, Bethel Beit Yayom, she may say, Yivga Eini Adam Ramai. People hear birds trilling. They say, now I know. Like, you know, you're walking along and you were thinking about something and the birds are chirping. So you say, oh, that must be the right thing. Not a good way to answer questions on a test, but I can imagine people doing that. Everybody always looks for simanim. According to the Rambam, all of that is called idolatry. And all of that has been forbidden by the Torah. I'm reading the Rambam, right? I'm not hallucinating. This is what the Rambam says. He says people would make simanim out of the croaking of the rooster. You know, this way, that way. וכן חמישים סימנים לעצמו יראה לי כך וכך איזה דבר פלוני ולא יראה לי לא אעשה and then the Rambam says it. He says, כאליעזר עבד אברהם. So, you know, if the Rambam would have said this and he would say that the Rambam was a bad guy and that Eliezer, I'm sorry, was a bad guy, so the Rambam would have been taken out of art school. That they wouldn't write a biography of the Rambam because he said something bad about Yitzchak. But, after all, where does the Rambam get it from? He gets from the Gemara. So even Archko is not going to take off the Gemara, right? So don't leave it be. But this is what the Rambam said. The Rambam said, Kelly Eliezer, Eved Avraham. And he calls him Eved Avraham. He didn't say Eliezer, you know, the well-known Eliezer. Eved Avraham, that's a compliment. You know, to be Eved, to be a slave, enslaved to Avram Avinu, that doesn't only mean physical slavery, it means you know something. Maybe he didn't know as much as Avram Avinu, but he was a special person. And yet, he says, Kelly has Eved Avraham, V'chein koki yotzei bidvar ma'elu, hakol asur. I mean, the Rambam is pretty strong here. You know, the Rambam is not given to repetition. But he says what he has to say. But when he's really annoyed, he can repeat himself. And clearly, the Rambam is annoyed. He says, you're not allowed to think that way, and you're certainly not allowed to act that way. And if you act based on one of these, you know, these rooster calls, then okay, you're over a lot. What? And there you go. We can open up this box and everybody will have something, right? That's what the Rambam says. It's absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. I mean, it's amazing also that people don't pay too much attention to this Rambam, right? Hasogas HaRavid. You know that the Ravid, Avraham ben David, he lived in Provence. And Provence, Provence is in between Spain and France. And in Provence, people had this contentious nature. They always said, really? Is that the way it is? Maybe it can be the opposite way. Now, some people have theorized that the Ravid wrote these, I don't know, in English they call them animadversions, which means hagah. like a comment. He used to make comments. Why did he make these comments? Because he didn't want you, even though everybody knew that the Rambam's work was a great work, he didn't think you should have 100% confidence in everything the Rambam said. But from time to time, you should check it out. So he showed you in X number of places that the Rambam was perhaps imprecise. And therefore he encouraged you to go on and try to take care of this problem. So listen to what he says. The fate of Esim Latz Mosim Manim and Yeralo Kafakak, that's the Rambam. Aleph is Omar Avraham. Avraham, that's the Ravid. Avraham ben David, that's his name. So Omar Avraham, that's how he starts every comment that he makes. Zeshibushka, no! The Ravid says, shibush. You know what shibush is? It's like when you drop the cereal onto the book you're reading. That makes a shibush gadol. Shibush gadol means it's like a mess, the Ravid says. The whole thing's a mess. Sharei, davar ze mutar. Umutar hu. He says, who said it's usur? Of course, it can't be menachesh, that's true. But who says all this stuff has anything to do with nachah, with nichuch, with guessing? He says, davar ze mutar, umutar hu. Maybe he misunderstood the Gemara. Like, you know, I don't think too many people would say that today about the Rambam. Maybe he misunderstood the Gemara, but the Ravid said it. He said, maybe he misunderstood the Gemara, because it said, Kol nachash eino ke'eliezer miyonatan, eino nachash. Eino nachash. He says, the way that Eliezer did it is not called Nachash. Because Eliezer simply had to choose somehow. How's he going to choose? There was this kind of beauty contest. Like, he went to the house of Betuel and he said, bring me all the girls. So he had to decide which one was the right one. So he made a test. The Rambam said, Pshat, that Rav was talking about what is forbidden, that it's forbidden to do what Eliezer did. But really, that's not what the Gemara says. Velohi, Elihachakama, Eina Ra'ui, Lismoch, Ve'echashava, Tzadikim, Kimotam, Aviyazom. This is the Ravid. He says, what? How could the Rambam imagine that Avraham Avinu is going to send Eliezer to find a wife for his son, and Eliezer is going to be an idolater? I mean, how could it be? The whole thing doesn't make any sense. That's what the Ravid says. If they were around, like Abraham and Eliezer, they would put the Rambam in Chayrim. It's a pulsa de nura. They would put him in a kind of a Chayrim. So you have two opinions about Eliezer. One opinion is that he was the worst of all the people. Because after all, idolatry is the worst thing that is possible for us. The other opinion is that truly he was a righteous person. And what he did was attempt to discover which girl, which young lady was the one that was chosen for his master, Yitzchak ben Avraham Avinu. So we understand. It depends how you look at it. Either we say that Avraham Avinu had this tmimut, he was physically pure, and he was also spiritually pure, but we can't expect that Eliezer would have exactly the same kind of purity. Or you say that since Eliezer was a shaliach of either Avraham or Yitzchak, depending on how you understand the Kiddushin, how the Kiddushin worked, it's hard to imagine that the shaliach who went in the name of Avraham Avinu, went to be representing Yitzchak in this shidduch, could be accused of idolatry. So that's the machloket between the Rambam and the Ramban. And sometimes we see that the stories in the Torah don't always allow us to make a very clear determination about who it is we are talking about. So I'm not going to solve that question, which I can't solve, but I would like to learn with you the Kedushat of Levi. And Levi Yitzchak of Badichev, right? Remember? The Badichev was the great defense attorney for Am Yisrael. And he would literally argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about the situation, whatever the situation was. So in a sefer, in his sefer on Parashat HaShavua, which is called Kedushat Levi, he says this. ובנות אנשי העיר, etc. וכבר עבובה עידה כי עשית חסד עם אדוני, והנה רבקה יוצאת, אשר ידע לביתואל. לכאורה, this is the בדיצ'ובה, לכאורה, יש לדקדק, מה צורך היה לאליעזר עבד אברהם אבינו להזכיר בנות אנשי העיר? You see, if you look at the pasuk, it'll be a little easier. See, pasuk yud gimel. Eliezer says, "Hinei anochi nitzav al ein hamayim, uvenot anshei ha'ir yotzot lishov mayim." So the Kedushat lady says, "Well, why does he have to tell us that? That he's interested in one girl, one particular woman. So what does he say? You have to tell me that they all come out, all the girls come out." The Kedushat Levi says, the third line, the two, Yesh Lidakdek B'tnei Manakud Yulda, the kibbutz. Kibbutz is a kubutz. That's what we know, those three dots that go sideways. So we call that a kubutz. Shem Yeshma'a, Shemitzad Acherhu Ba. That somehow there's something strange going on. Sherifka Yalda Libituel, Velo Al Yedei Garmo Delay Havele, Linkod Be Kamatz Yalda. Yalda means Shemashmaut, Shal Yedei Hagarama, Hagarama Dila Yoledet Et Rifka. Somehow he distinguishes between Yalda, which is closer, and Yulda, which is further away. Lefi Darkeinu Yuvan Shapir. The crack, and he says, I'm referring back to something I already said. Ukrak hatavnu. Shemadregato shel Avram Avinu alav shalom. Haya lagbia kol haolamot lishorsham lein sof baruchu. That Avram Avinu had this capacity to raise up the worlds to their roots, to the Ein Sof, that's God, Baruch Hu, ulamshich aleihem chasadin mibracha elyona. And then to make sure that the chesed would come from heaven onto the created world, which is what we talked about at the beginning. We call a chasadin shenitpashtu b'olam. Ayaba al yedei, all the chesed that existed in the world, all came al yedei hamshachato, shehu ayah goren, sheyit pashtu chashadim ba'olam, al yedei shehu ayah poteach tzinorot hachasadim. So tzinor is a pipe. The tzinorot are the things that connect heaven and earth. So through the tzinor comes the bracha. So bracha is not something that's in the creation of the world. God didn't say, here's bracha, or created the bracha on the seventh day. But bracha is always the world, the result of remarkable human activity. What was the remarkable human activity that took place at the time of Avraham Avinu? Chesed. So that chesed slept down the bracha from heaven. V'ine Eliezer, Eved Avraham Avinu, Alav Shalom, Yada. Shekol Anshei HaMakom Hazeh Hayu Reshaim. V'asah Abchina Al Zeh HaOfen. Sheyireh Be'echad Min HaBetulot Sheyesh Ba Midat HaChesed. In other words, he couldn't say, the girl that I'm going to bring back to Yitzchak is going to be the girl who is dressed the most tzanua, who is the most modest, the one who davens every morning. Because there were no girls like that. There wasn't anything. So that Eliezer had to find something that created an association between the girl, the unknown girl, and the house of Avraham Avinu. Al zeh ha'ofen, he says, k'shireh b'echad min ha'betulot shireh k'amidat ha'chesed, az b'vadai Hu mishoresh shel Avraham Avinu shezabal yedei hashpa'ato chasadim al haolam v'nimshach midat hachesed aleha gamke.
It seems to me that what the Kedushat Levi said was that it's not possible to imagine that there would be a girl in the house of Betuel who would be like Avraham Avinu in the fact that he understood about tmimut, about the purity of the physical and the purity of the spiritual, in that which Avraham Avinu was greater than Noach. That he did not expect to find, because that, after all, as Chazal say, was the result of an intellectual investigation by Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu's uniqueness was that he was able to see the relationship between God and the world in a way that no one else was able to see it. However, Chesed did not come to Avraham Avinu derivatively. It wasn't like he thought about God, and he said, what should I do now that I've thought about God? So God said, Tamim, Tamim, that's what you should be. But Avraham Avinu on his own came to the conclusion that it's Chesed. Chesed would change the world. So what did Eliezer say? If Avraham Avinu sent me to the house of Betuel to find a girl to marry Yitzchak, so such a girl must exist. If she exists, what quality could she have? She can't have the quality of tmimut, because that's something that God directed Avraham Avinu to. And she can't have the quality of monotheism, of denial of idea of idolatry, because she wasn't Avraham Avinu. But what quality might there be in the genes, in the family? What quality could I look for? Ah, it must be the quality that Avraham Avinu invented, that he got out of himself, that he saw was necessary in the created world. So he says that might actually exist in some other member of the family in a kind of genetic way. So the Kedushas Levi said, Eliezer understood that he wasn't going to go to the house of Betuel and then some girl would fall on him and he'd know that that was the girl. But he knew that he had to create a way of determining who the girl was. And the way that he created was by saying that she must be a woman of Chesed. So look again at the Kedushas Levi. Vezeh kavanat emshech haktuvim hineh anochi nitzav. And that's what the pasuk means when he says, I'm standing here. ובנות אנשי העיר שהם כולם ישעים ואכזרים יוצאים לשאוף מים וינרה שמה אליה ואמרה שתי ונמצא שיש בה מידת החסד she has this מידה of חסד אותה הוכחת ובעידה כי עשית חסד עם אדוני because that is according to Kedushat Levi that is the effective מידה just as Avraham Avinu is filled with חסד so it is certain that HaKadosh Baruch Hu would act with chesed towards Avraham Avinu. Im ha'avdut shel Adoni, haynu shemidato haya lagbia kol olomot, ulamshich aleihem kol hachasadim, asita chesed, teramta shiitpashtu chasadim hakol olomot v'chlalam, al hanara hazot v'chlalam, in the house of Betuel, v'chlalam, that could be. That could be so. Eliezer knew that he's not going to be able to find a woman who is not idolatrous. He's not going to be able to find a woman who has the kind of tzniut that Sarah Imenu had. He's not going to be able to find that woman. But he is going to be able to find this midah. This midah which is found someplace in the family of Avraham Avinu. That's why Avraham Avinu sent him so far away. And he will be able to find that midah called chesed, and find the woman who should be the wife, of of Yitzchak Avinu. So we understand that Chesed is the only thing that Avraham Avinu had that could be discerned elsewhere. Avraham Avinu gave Eliezer the first hint: go to the house of my family, to Betuel.
there you will find it. And therefore, it was incumbent upon Eliezer to create the test. It's not easy to understand why the Rambam chose the other path and decided to vilify Eliezer at this time. But it is clear that the Rambam was very powerfully opposed to idolatry in any of its ramifications or variations. And therefore, he was willing to say the pshat in that Gemara in a way that is a little unlikely. Even though the words could be interpreted that way, it's nevertheless a little bit unlikely. The Kedushat Levi, I think, reinvents Eliezer as being a partner with Avraham Avinu in discovering this woman who would be a wife for Yitzchak. And this woman was tested by the quality of chesed that she evidenced in her encounter with Eliezer. Okay. Have a good Shabbos. One of my grandsons was bar mitzvah this week, so I'm in a good mood. Thank you. He put on a hat and he was an adult. Just like that. Kotiv. It is. Do you have to daven? I daven Marv already. Who didn't daven Marv? So that's a daven Marv. No, do we have a Marv then? What's your name?
Danielle Ellis. That Avraham Avinu, that Eliezer was not Jewish? I never heard that before. I mean, his name is Jewish. And he prayed to Hashem.
So is Alexander Jewish? I mean, everybody in Bray should pray to Hashem. That wasn't the issue. Right?
Is he Jewish? Was he Jewish?
I mean, was he circumcised when Avraham Avinu circumcised all the people in his household?
Yeah, he was.
I imagine. Does that make him Jewish? Domestic Eliezer. He came from Damascus. What?
They were all not Jewish.
He was a slave. So slaves are partially Jewish, but not really. Eliezer was a slave of Abraham.
Yeah.
So slaves are not Jewish. Right, but slaves can't be Jewish. I